Environmental and community groups are calling on the U.S. EPA to ban vinyl chloride, a chemical used to make PVC pipes and many other consumer products. It's also the chemical that was burned in 5 derailed train cars in East Palestine, Ohio, and led to an explosion. The group submitted more than 27,000 signatures to the agency this week. And the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant is here to talk about that request. Julie, first remind us about this chemical. What's it used for, and why are these groups so concerned about it?
Yeah, well, vinyl chloride is a gas. It's used to make polyvinyl chloride, known as PVC, which by some estimates accounts for up to 25% of all plastic that's produced. According to the CDC, if vinyl chloride is released into the air, people can breathe it in, and it can also get into groundwater, and it's a known human carcinogen. PVC is used in plumbing, in hard plastic pipes. It's also used in flooring, electrical appliances, and credit cards.
And then perhaps most insidious is the use of PVC for children's toys.
This is Judith Ank, a former EPA regional administrator and currently president of the nonprofit Beyond Plastics.
We all remember the floating yellow rubber ducky. My kid had it in his bathtub. Well, it's not really a rubber ducky. It's a PVC plastic toy, which our children suck on. That is not a good thing.
Ink's group, along with River Valley Organizing, Hip Hop Caucus, Moms Clean Air Force, Greenpeace, and others, they want EPA to start the process of banning vinyl chloride. She says it shouldn't be allowed in toys, and as many places around the country replace old lead pipes, she thinks steel or recycled copper pipes should replace them instead of ones made from PVC.
So what's the history with safety concerns and vinyl chloride?
This is not a new chemical. According to the Plastics Historical Society, yes, that is a thing, it was first produced in 1835. Now, it took decades for vinyl chloride to be developed in a way that could be used commercially. It was used early on in toys and dolls and to substitute for rubber in World War II. But as early as 1974, it was shown to cause a rare lung cancer in workers at a plant making PVC from vinyl chloride. There's a press release available online by the Consumer Product Safety Commission that year. That was 49 years ago, issuing a ban on aerosol products that contain vinyl chloride, like paints and solvents. And the Food and Drug Administration banned it in the use of cosmetics like hairsprays, saying it caused cancer and other health problems. Now, since the mid-70s, the manufacturing process of making PVC pipes has changed to reduce residual vinyl chloride on pipes. But according to Beyond Plastics, one study found that PVC pipes can still leach the chemical into water, but at levels that are lower than what's allowable by EPA.
Why has East Palestine become central in this movement to ban the chemical?
Yeah, well, Judith Ank of Beyond Plastics says they've been focused for many years on the production, use, and disposal of chemicals used in plastics, and it's only kind of recently that they focused on transportation.
East Palestine really has opened our eyes about the fact that more and more toxic chemicals are being moved all over the country on a pretty rickety rail system.
Ink says trains carrying toxic chemicals through a community like East Palestine is another type of environmental justice issue. Of course, that was a tragic incident, but according to CDC, the main way people are exposed to vinyl chloride is through breathing it in. It can be released from plastic manufacturing facilities, hazardous waste sites, and landfills. And Ink says these are most likely to be in communities where there are more people of color or people with lower incomes.
This is one of the most significant environmental justice issues facing the country. If you look at the production in mostly environmental justice communities.
And Ink notes that when vinyl chloride burns, as it did after the train derailment, it creates other toxic chemicals like dioxins.
If anything positive could come out of the terrible accident, train accident in East Palestine, it would be to finally ban this chemical that was purposely set on fire.
Julie, we all use these products every day. What are the companies that make vinyl chloride for plastics saying about this effort to ban it?
Yeah, well, we contacted the Vinyl Institute. That's a trade organization. And in a statement, President and CEO Ned Monroe said that while they share the concerns for the people of East Palestine, he calls the attempt by Beyond Plastics and the other groups to ban vinyl chloride a publicity stunt that he says advances deceptive and disproven claims, and he says ignores the credible science that shows this chemical is safely and responsibly manufactured in the United States.
So is it merely a publicity stunt, or could EPA do what these groups want and ban vinyl chloride? What could the agency do here?
I would say yes, the press conference is an attempt to get attention to this issue. But the groups did meet with Mahal Friedhoff, the EPA Assistant Administrator for the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention. Banning a chemical is a long and complex process, and while there are tens of thousands of chemicals used in the U.S., not many have actually been banned. A ban on asbestos, something we've heard about for a long, long time, is supposed to take effect just this year. But EPA did recently propose banning most uses of two other chemicals. An agency spokesperson, Jeff Landis, sent an email explaining that under a revised toxic substances law, vinyl chloride is on a list of 20 chemicals identified as high priority for risk evaluation. He said it's possible EPA could begin that process, which is required to be completed in 3 to 3.5 years, in the near future, maybe this winter. And if vinyl chloride was found to pose an unreasonable risk to human health and the environment, it could be restricted or banned.
Okay. Thanks so much, Julie.
You're welcome.
There's more from the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant and all of our reporting on the train derailment in East Palestine at AlleghenyFront.org.